And, you know, looking forward to the opportunity. Obviously, we'd love to have him back, and I'm sure he'll be back ready to go at a certain point, but, you know, we're not going to rush him back for any reason.
From watching him last year, you know, he didn't miss a game. Mm-hmm. Could you tell he was operating at less
I mean, I know. We talk all the time. I mean, it was obvious that he was in pain and he was hurting, but he was trying to push through. I mean, that's the kind of player he is, but, you know, at a certain point, you're just hurting yourself and you're hurting your team. I think he realized that and decided to have surgery, which I think is the best thing for him at this point in his career.
What about
you haven't talked to him, obviously, since?
Not since he went in, no.
What about now for you? You're not easing back into this transition. You're basically, they're going to have a count on you now.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm ready to go. I mean, it's easy for me to slide back into that position because that's what I've been doing.
Do you finally feel back home?
Do I finally feel back home? I feel home anywhere I go as long as I'm out there on the field, to be honest with you. You know, but you know, being able to just have your hand in the ground and not have to worry about going from one position to the other, I mean, it makes it more comfortable when you're out there. I can't lie about that. I
mean, Kiwi's up to a lot of the guys here to pick up the slack, especially if JPP's not back for a little bit.
I mean, absolutely. I think, you know, up front, you know, a lot of people pay a lot of attention to him. So it's going to take, you know, meeting time away from, you know, what they would normally be doing. So they're going to be focused on us, and the rest of the guys have to be able to step up and meet that challenge.
Do you think there are guys here that will step up in that regard?
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. I think, you know, just from what we've seen so far, you know, we're ready to go. We got a good group of rookies coming in, and we added some quality vets, so we're ready to get this one going.
The season is so long from now, but are you just chomping at the bit to get back out there and play that position?
I mean, this new CBA is it's a little different. We're not out there as long. We don't have as long days, and you know, we're not spending as much time out there, you know, going against each other. So you got to do a lot of film study, which you know, at this point in the year is, you know, kind of a pain. So rather be out there running around, but you know, we're ready to go.
What kind of expectations can you put on yourself now, knowing that you'll be a full-time DN again?
I mean, it's the same expectations I put on myself at any position. You know, you got to go out there and, number one, just give 100%, and then, you know, try to dominate your position.
If the decision to move you back wasn't related to JPP, what went into the discussion there about why you would go back?
It was the best thing to help the team. You know, it was a move that, you know, I was looking forward to. You know, I had a feeling that was coming. We had a discussion between me and Perry, and that was the move that they wanted to make.
How much does the JPP injury affect you as far as, I mean, you knew you were going to be a defensive end.
Uh-huh.
You knew that you had Justin and JPP there, and you know, this team wants to use three guys, so you're going to be like an OC role, I assume. In some respects. Now that he's not here for a while, I mean, the ego part of it as far as saying, okay, now you're going to slide in not just to a defensive end role, but a starter role.
Uh-huh.
I mean, what is that?
What was the question in there?
Well, how does it change your mindset if it doesn't?
I mean, I just think it changes, you know, the group that you're going with. You know, it changes the caliber of guy you're going to see in practice every day. So it's an opportunity to improve and get better, and, you know, the spotlight's on you. You know, it's an opportunity to shine.
I mean, when you came here, there was a big crowd. But you always, I think, assumed at one point you were going to slide in and start defensive end.
Mm-hmm.
It just...
I mean, the road is, you know, it's been a long road for me. I mean, I've been starting at multiple positions. I've been up and down, back and forth. So, you know, moving around and changing, that's not the big deal to me. Yeah, and the big deal for me is going out there and making sure that I do my job correctly, and that, you know, when I got the opportunity, that I made the best of it.